Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Just a admission, that's a great song from Boyz II Men.
Classic.
Might be a little bit over the top because Drew Holiday isn't dead. He was just traded back to the team from which you received Drew Holiday.
Where he never played in the first place. Nope. And didn't want to be and may still not want to be.
And may not be there. And Anthony Simons may not be here. It's a little early, Fitzgerald.
Is it really?
When it's for a beer?
When it's 103.
5 o'clock somewhere. Apparently, Fitzy is on island time today and just going with
I am. I need to relax if I'm going to have to deal with this tomahawk version of you today.
What do you mean? Island Andy is still half around.
Hog blank.
Still got my Hey Dudes on.
But that doesn't mean squat. By the way, we're coming to you live from Oklahoma City, site of the Oklahoma City Thunder 2025 NBA Championship. Thank you, fan. Thank you.
Hey, Chet, I know you can hear me. Yeah, that's
SGA. Everybody. SGA.
Hey, NBA. The whole idea of everybody getting a chance to win and, like, bringing it to smaller markets looks good on paper. It doesn't look great on TV, and it
there's
didn't look great in your finals.
There's nobody there.
No.
Dude, no, seriously, all of the jokes.
There's no there there.
Because nobody cares. Like, literally.
SGA didn't care.
They didn't care. Like, we have the audio of him.
Who leaves alcohol just lying around when it's free?
Did you hear him on GMA? Even if it's Mick Ultra. Are they a sponsor?
Robin Roberts is making fun of you.
Yeah, for being too low-key and laconic. Yeah,
you're too lame for Robin
Roberts. Oh, man, it was really something else. Like, guy, can we just juice it up a little bit? I'm telling you. Worst. Look at the. Thank you very much, Brian Frazoco at twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Now, of course, there's a Hyundai ad.
Yeah. It's everything I imagined it to be.
The only good thing about that parade is, for people like me, who doesn't like people and goes, wait, Boston, you have a million
MVP,
and a half?
Jaylen!
That's my kind of parade. There's parking. There won't be anybody next to me. Like,
there's
going to
be
room,
no traffic
nothing.
On the way in or out.
Absolutely. That's the perfect parade for
people
like me.
I can get to the concession guy with no problem. I could probably even haggle or barter with him.
If you're SGA, it's like,
No, seriously.
I thought this would be cooler.
The crowd didn't go wild.
Nope.
They left all of their Mick Ultras and their champagnes. Yep. They did interviews, and they had no, like, there was no
sad
high five. Like, meanwhile, the Celtics, Jason Tatum, you know, what they gonna say now?
How about Brad Marchand? He's still
partying. He's still drunk.
That image of him in a golf cart with, like, a coffee, a cigar, a beer, a shot, every type of liquor you could have, like.
Squad goals. Life dream. That's what we, that's our dream.
Now, we're being kind of,
what?
Old school, right?
I mean, that's okay. Yeah,
there's some people that are probably It was so great to see the Thunder celebrate without alcohol.
If I
you
have
don't
to hear
alcohol, to
if
have
I have
a good
to hear
time,
one more
kids.
Person, and it's, of course, it's not here. It's rather Reed. One more person. It's a generation just below Stiz, somewhere near Ball Hawk in that age bracket. If one more of them, you don't need any of that devil juice to have a good time. Slash, hey Fitzy. Oh. Bro, don't you understand? Kids these days, they're more into the mocktails and NABs. It's a gummy-based culture now. Cool. I still like pouring beer on people's heads.
I love how people differentiate the way they alter their mind. Like, it's shameful to alter it with alcohol, but gummies are fine. Like, who
don't yuck my yum.
Excuse me? Anthony Simons has a comment on that if you look for it on social media. It's a very interesting view of his on yucking yums and his yum
there's
being yucked.
Like, now, honestly, guy, like, if I think this parade in Oklahoma City today is so lame.
How lame is it? Lamer than you.
What? It's so lame. Were you talking to yourself?
Nope.
Okay. It's so lame. I think they just allowed traffic.
You know who got screwed? The cops. They're probably wearing a ton of details because people are like, yeah, there's like 500 people here. We don't need a million cops to watch this. Yeah, it was kind of sad, but it's also a little bit sad. I can admit, Drew Holiday, a champion, a winner. Yep. We talked about yesterday off air, a segment we're going to do down the road looking at winners and losers. Losers who've won championships and winners who have not won titles. Drew Holiday's a winner. Can we all just acknowledge that? He brought winning to Boston.
He won championships in multiple cities for multiple franchises.
Celtics weren't a winner till he got here.
He's a winner. Who was arguably, even though I know your boy, Jaylen Brown, got MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, can we argue that perhaps Drew Holiday could and should have entered that chat?
You can enter the chat, and then you can give it to the guy who deserved it, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown hits the shot in game one to send it to overtime to avoid the embarrassment of losing to the Pacers on your home court in game one of the conference finals. Don't worry. A year later, they didn't spare their fans the embarrassment of losing twice in their home court in the semifinals to the Knicks. Anyway, I digress. In game three, he had that great steal and scored the last 5 points and played awesome defense.
He's a good player, and he's a key contributor to title teams in Milwaukee and Boston.
Would you argue that, hey, if you want to be a contender or championship teams need championship players like Jrue Holiday?
Yes. He is those key cogs you add to a core, and that's what he was, because it's not like he goes to Portland and suddenly Portland is a favorite to win the West and win the title.
No, I bet you what happens is Portland holds on to him, surveys the market mid-season, who desperately needs that championship DNA. Hey, you know what we have over here? Nice, light, gently used, actually very used, Drew Holiday. He's ready. He's available for the right price.
I think there's actually a chance both players involved in this trade coming to Boston and going to Portland aren't with their teams for very long.
I would second that emotion.
Now, the question I ask, and I have 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation about what? Why you give me that
face?
Whoa.
Somebody with significant Patriot ties just passed away, I believe.
Okay. Is it
breaking
news worthy? Because if you're going to stop the show, halt. You should probably.
It actually might be. Hold
you
on.
You want to verify it?
Give me a second, please.
You don't want to be like Mike Florio and report a death that never happened.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. We'll just wait. Well, we're waiting.
Oh.
Still alive. Okay, so we'll move on back to the Drew.
Mistaken identity. I apologize. That was good radio.
Oh, Fitzy, you are a roller coaster.
Yes. Well, it takes one to know one. No, there was a football player by the name of Chandler Jones who passed away.
Oh, okay.
And it was not the Chandler Jones that we know, but rather a different one.
Oh, this is awkward.
All right.
Quite awkward.
Listen, I owned it.
Quite awkward.
The audience was in the car, wherever they are right now, Twitch, YouTube Live, the Odyssey app, and you can download it today. And they were probably thinking like, oh, whoa, this could be a significant moment. It might be I remember where I was when. And instead, it was just me spitting up on my shoes.
Yep, it happens.
And the worst
us.
Part is my shoes are sandals, so now it's on my toes.
So we look at the trade haul for Drew Holiday, which some people believe is more than they expected to get. I am not overly upbeat about this trade on a number of levels. I understand what's going on. I understand the second apron. I understand the dismantling of an aged team. And I don't believe Drew Holiday long-term was a good fit for the Boston Celtics because this is a bridge year. Even though the East is going to be weak, and I love Jaylen Brown, I'm not sure you're a title contender this year. Is Drew Holiday going to be a key ingredient with Jason Tatum when he returns from an Achilles? There's lots of layers there. So I get what's going on financially and age-wise.
Do you believe it's mostly financial, though? Off the top.
I mean, you have all the national reporters, the Chris Mannix, the salary-slashing Celtics get rid of Drew Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis is next up, and there's a lot of interest. Like, they're slashing salary. Now, this only saved $4 million cap-wise, but it saved $40-plus million in real cash for the new boss man, Chisholm, in terms of penalties.
Drop a pretty penny.
Okay, we competing or not? Team. So we're
okay. Does it mean that we're not
when
competing?
When he does it, we're okay. When John Henry does it, we rip him. I just, the inconsistencies with you people in this town.
No.
Oh, honeymoon period?
Don't you people.
It's okay to dismantle a team when you first buy it.
When Wick Grosbeck, as governor of his father's money and basketball team, alongside people like Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens et al. When they assembled the team, what was the goal? To win a championship?
Multiple championships.
Well, that's what Wick said.
That's
but it turns out
well,
Wick,
you just brought up Wick and the governor, yes, and he won multiple.
I said, did they win a championship? Is that a yes, yeah. Yes or no question?
Yeah.
Okay. Were we all duped into believing that everything Wick said was true? Wick basically had this town believing he was in charge of everything.
Pags doesn't believe him
anymore.
Turns
out, nope. Turns out it was his dad.
Yeah.
So when Wick said, we're going to get paid in parades, his dad was like, bull hooey,
we're getting paid in billions. Good old-fashioned green.
Yeah, we're selling this team,
not
mofo.
Crypto. We're getting cash.
And so now
cash.
Bill Chisholm comes in, and he still believes he can compete. His greatest player, his superstar, just tore his Achilles. He might want to align his books so he can reset. And who better to do that than Brad Stevens, who is a talent and financial wunderkind.
So he acquired a player in Anfernee Simons, who is a 20-point scorer. Who likes to shoot threes.
I was going to say, let's be honest, who you hate already.
Doesn't play D.
Yep.
And a bad team decided they were better off without a young 20-point scorer. They saw late last year they were better without him. Addition by subtraction is their way of looking at this. They didn't want to pay him.
What if Missoula and Brad Stevens can turn him into a legitimate offensive asset who plays sub-level defense but isn't like a giant liability?
Offensive asset or asset?
Is that a new segment?
Sure.
Asset or asset?
Do you think the Celtics are better right now?
Of course not.
Long term?
No, I mean
wait, long term. I'm going to give you the long term too.
Oh, long term. Data incomplete. Cannot answer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's much like the Devers trade. These deals that the Celtics are making are going to be assessed immediately, but also down the road. What do you receive from the flexibility? Whatever.
Do you
forward,
spend on
younger.
Kyle Tucker, like Jeff Passan says? Are you
yes.
going to buy at the deadline, like some others have suggested? Are you going to trade Chapman, Bueller? By the way, you may have to send something with Bueller to get someone to take him at this point.
Oh, my God. He's a broken man. And we'll get into that later. I felt bad for him on the mound, and then I felt bad for him post-game. When he's talking about, like, you try to fake it, but it's really, it's tough to fake it when you go out there. And it's like, oh, my God.
He's got stuff.
Does he? Because he doesn't seem like he has any faith in his stuff
no,
right
but
now.
That's, the ball moves.
He's faking it, and he ain't making it. He's
got movement on the ball. He's hitting 95,
yeah,
96.
You're right. He has great movement. He throws it in, and the guy
and
hits
the guy
it
hits
over
it
the
right
fence.
Over the fence.
Or he hits the guy, walks a guy. I mean, what was it? Hit by pitch, walk, walk, hit by pitch?
I think that's correct.
So
HBP.
Is this T-ball, or is this what level of?
B-O-B, B-O-B,
HBP. This is Major League Baseball.
Yes, this is the one that counts.
Major and your guy, Walker Bueller, the appropriately named.
Actually,
they should have signed strikeout Bueller.
Walking Bueller.
Because he is
actually
terrible.
Andy, if you want to say, again, I own all my L's here on afternoons.
And there's a lot of them.
Yep,
a lot to own.
Yep. Listen, misery loves company. I see you. You're in the same pit I am. You're just a couple of rungs higher right now. It was both of my guys last night because I'd start just.
Oh, Whitlock,
I broke up with Whitlock, but then we started texting each other again. And we were thinking about becoming besties
call?
Again. Yeah,
this
no.
was another booty call late night, and it didn't
ooh,
go well.
No,
yeah,
it didn't.
You shouldn't have come over.
No, I agree. See, I invited him over, and then he's like, "But wait, what about my place?" And I'm like, "Okay." He can only pitch one inning.
Yeah.
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 What happened?
Not
to,
always.
He used to be,
not always.
He used
the
to
one.
Be good at like up to three.
Yeah. Who'd you call him?
Hmm?
Would you like to refer to him as?
I used to refer to him as right-handed Andrew Miller.
He's not.
He hasn't been. He used to be.
Yeah,
then he got
used
injured.
To be. We all used to be a lot of things. We live in the present here. And
yep.
The Boston Red Sox don't look great again. They lose last night. They give up 5 runs in the first. 7 walks, career high for the appropriately named Walker Bueller. 11 walks as a team. It was an ugly game. Alex Cora was ejected for the second straight night, although did seem personal with umpire Alan Porter. They have a history. We'll talk to Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons at 5:30. They are on the West Coast. They get a day game tomorrow, so you're like, why is it not Wednesday at 2:30? Well, they're on the West Coast, and they have a day game tomorrow, so we'll talk to them at 5:30.
Speaking of roller coasters, Alex Cora, 2.5 weeks ago, they're winning 2 out of 3. They sweep the Yankees. He knows they're going to trade Devers. Things are trending in the right direction for his ball club. Great. They trade Devers, and now he's got to deal with all the turbulence they're in last week, all over the place. Now this week, we're catching him on losing the series to Devers, not having spoken to Devers, still having to answer questions about Devers, losers of 3 straight, and him being rung up twice in a row.
Oh,
what
and
a
don't
friggin'
forget,
season.
The defense sucks and the base running sucks again. Something we had hoped we had sort of put away.
Yeah, my Google Doc was already full. I can't ask.
There's a
I
lot
can't
there.
Add anything else to it.
But we're leading off here with Jrue Holiday because that's the news of the day. I don't know if you were surprised last night. I don't know how you could have been. We've been talking about this for a while. And The Reese's Pieces continue to be dropped that Kristaps Porzingis could be right behind him on his way out of town. I know there are some that are speculating in the next 24 hours. We are heading into Wednesday, which is the NBA draft, a.k.a. Cooper Flagg going number one overall, main boy going number one. But the Boston Celtics, we knew there might be some sort of, is this a dismantling? Are we talking about retooling, cost slashing?
How, do you really trust?
What are we calling it?
My favorite thing that I saw floating around social is it's a reloading for the Boston Celtics, which is a very positive
way to
look at it.
What was the word?
Reloading.
Oh, reloading. Hey, can I piggyback off
of? We trade a Hall of Fame winner for...
Soon to be Hall
of Fame. Who's on the wrong side of 30 and probably going down the hill in his
career.
So
you like the trade?
Yeah, of course I do.
Of course you do.
Yeah. You get... The draft assets are what they are, but it's a useful player, and it's not a long-term commitment. So if it doesn't work in a year where you're not supposed to win, as you said, then you can wash your hands of it.
What if
I get
Hauser...
the expiring contract.
Yeah.
I get that. Mm-hmm. That part...
And he's a productive offensive player. He's,
on a bad team. Every team has productive players, even the bad ones.
So, wait a second. First of all, I would call it a realignment because I'd want to go with the term du jour in Boston sports right now. Alignment in Boston, realignment with the Celtics. However, it seems to me that you are questioning the Boston Celtics front office.
They don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Well played. I am not questioning Brad Stevens because Brad Stevens, what's Brad Stevens' biggest mistake?
Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... He went from homer to hater in like 30 seconds.
Not leaving more time on the clock when Gordon Hayward had to take that half-court shot to try to tie up the NCAA championship.
Wait, what?
I was deep diving on his career.
I'm talking about with the Boston Celtics.
Oh, well, you have to
re-qualify. General manager, the president of basketball operations. Because I have faith in him because he has not really yet, Dan Ball, and I'll include you in this, that's the one thing I'll say, is his moves have worked. His moves have looked good. His moves have been impressive.
He might be batting a personnel management 1,000.
And you know, I do this with our sources. You know, your Jeff Passans of the world, or your Heymans, or your Crapsheet, or your Glazer. Like, when I know UFO, like, once you go sideways a couple times and I prove you report something and it's just dead wrong, now I question future reports. But Jay Glazer, I don't question him. Why? I don't know that he's ever steered me wrong. I don't know that he's ever, and I would put Brad Stevens in that category right now. His track record is so good that I have a little bit of, in Brad we trust, that Belichickian term, in Brad Stevens. So I don't love, on paper, this trade, because I think you acquired a young 20-point scorer from a bad team, and the bad team was like, yeah, we're definitely better off without that guy.
So call it a Rafael Devers-ian type of deal, because that was mostly about, now I'm not talking about getting rid of the person, because give me 12 Drew Holidays on any team, period, in terms of what kind of player he is, just winning Humanitarian and Person of the Year
good
awards.
Good dude. We can't
phenomenal
question
person.
That.
No, but they needed to divest themselves in their financial realignment in this very awkward, unpredictable season coming up for the Celtics. You got people like Keefe saying they could win the Eastern Conference.
Unpredictable?
Yeah.
Is 50 wins and a top three seed in the conference unpredictable?
You're guaranteeing that? Oh, wait, that's what we bet on yesterday.
No, we bet on
Houston. But 52 wins. I'm not betting
no,
on
the Celtics. Believe the Celtics. The Celtics will be the home team in game one of their first playoff series. That's what I'm guaranteeing.
And that's not a play-in series. That's
no. I mean
series.
A real series. Gotcha. Serious series.
So that's a top four seed. Lock it down. Write it down.
Jaylen Brown leading the way and whatever else. It's too early to kind of make some other predictions because there's a lot of rumblings and rumors out.
Anthony Simons drilling threes, you know, just things he does.
Oh, man.
We'll see. We'll see.
The speed on that wing. What a playmaker to think. There's Doris Burke. I can't believe Brad Stevens fleeced Portland for this guy.
Oh, yeah. She'll love it.
Absolutely.
She loves everything.
Phenomenal. So. I also don't. I'm not on ESPN anymore.
So your biggest complaint is he's not a winner. Just making sure I have that.
No. My biggest complaint is I, like Ted Johnson and many others.
Everything.
Thought and hoped they were maybe going to venture a little bit away from just being 3-point first, 3-point often, 3-point always. To me, you acquired a guy that wants to shoot a bunch of threes, so that leads me to believe Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla want him to shoot threes. Is that fair?
Well, that it's a safe assumption. It's not we don't know because we're not privy to the inner workings and the meetings behind wanting to acquire him or what kind of plans they have next season. What if maybe they stop having everybody shoot threes? Because you're now losing Drew Holiday, shot a bunch of threes. You're going to probably trade Hauser. You're going to probably trade Porzingis. That's a high volume. Well, he's just going to go.
No, but he's a free agent. He shoots threes.
He's going to walk like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons into the forest and just disappear to his natural habitat. I don't know where that's going to be. So you're going to lose all these guys. You're going to have to replace it with somebody that can shoot a three.
You don't have to shoot threes. Wait.
No, I know. Where, I know.
I missed the rule. You have to shoot threes?
Yes.
Is that a new rule in the NBA?
Well, when Joe Mazzulla is your coach and Brad Stevens is running your basketball operations.
You didn't see
that? You kind of
do. Oh, my God. It was part of vacation week.
So that is the first superficial aspect of this that I don't love.
Gotcha.
And then the winner-loser part, you know, what kind of a complimentary player he is. You traded a great complimentary player. Probably one of the, this is going to sound maybe a little over the top, one of the greatest complimentary players of this generation. Because I think Jrue Holiday can do what you need him to do. You want to play defense? You need me to shoot some threes? You need me to score tonight, not score tomorrow, take a big post, some, you know, somebody's going to post me up, all of that. And you're getting a guy who doesn't play defense, according to the reports out of Portland, a guy who, despite being a 20-plus point scorer, at a young age, a high school to the NBA young developing player, Portland, a bad team that wants to be young and develop, doesn't want to pay him and realized late last year when he wasn't playing, like, hey, we're better without that guy on the court. He's not that good. I said it to Jones and Keefe. Somebody always scores points in NBA games. Bad teams have 20-point scorers, 19-point scorers, 23-point scorers. That doesn't mean you're a good player. It's just part of the volume of the game.
I just think you can make a very similar argument for what you did on a 31-48 Spurs team with Derek White, and you and he ended up becoming one of the better complementary pieces that we've seen in this era of basketball.
Okay, and that is fair. And that is where my faith in Brad Stevens and his track record would fall in line. The other issue is we may be spending an entire show talking about this trade, this acquisition, and in 2 days he's on a different team and he's part of a bigger package, or in 3 months or whatever. So we may get a little bit too fixated on it, but what we know to be the Boston Celtics right now, Anfernee Simons is here. He's going to play alongside Jaylen Brown. He's athletic. He can score. Will Jaylen Brown like playing with him? Will Jaylen Brown be happy that he's shooting, I don't know, 8, 10, 12?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
12 threes a game. The Celtics made a big deal. Jrue Holiday, a champion, a winner, a good guy, on and off the court, no longer with the team. 617-779-7937. I don't love it. Dan Ball is all in. We'll talk about that next. And also, Dan Ball will give you what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.